And in a shocking development from Meghalaya, Sonam Raghuvanshi has confessed to the murder of her husband Raja, according to police sources. The 32-year-old allegedly admitted to the crime during investigation. All right, I'm joined now by my colleague Saurabh Gupta, who's been tracking all of these details. Saurabh, thanks very much for being with us. Are we any closer to knowing the clarity at this stage, the reason for this, the motive in this murder?
Well, the motive, at least as far as the police investigation is concerned, is, of course, Sonam Raghuvanshi's refusal, perhaps, to be with her husband. And, you know, this was something that was premeditated. The police have evidence that Sonam was involved. In fact, she was the one giving instructions, is what they say. But beyond that, they're going to look at all the evidence they have. They are still in the process of continuing searches. In fact, this evening also, they've continued searches at a lodge in Guwahati, where they believe that the people who were following the couple and were involved in this horrific case were also staying in, and that's why that lodge was searched. But this is a case that's going to be an ongoing investigation. There's a lot of gaps to fill in. There's a lot of unanswered questions, pieces of that puzzle that have to fit in. And that's something that the police are going to do over the next 8 days, because they've got police custody for 8 days.
Thanks very much for joining us with those. Well, a little while earlier on, my colleague Mukesh spoke to the DIG, who was absolutely key in cracking this case. Let's take a look.
मेरे साथ शिलोंग ईस्टर्न रेंज के डीआईजी सर हैं, उनसे बात करते हैं कि सर क्या पांचों आरोपियों ने अपना जो क्राइम है वो कन्फेस कर लिया है?
हाँ, वो लोग ने कन्फेस किया कि हाँ वो लोग ये क्राइम में इन्वॉल्व थे, इतना था, वो लोग ने कन्फेस कर दिया जी।
सर कैसे पूरे मर्डर को अंजाम दिया और फिर कैसे ये लोग वहां से निकले, ये इसके बारे में थोड़ा डिटेल से बताएं सर।
देखिए, ये सब एग्जैक्टली कैसा हुआ वो तो हम लोग को इंटरोगेशन का बात ही पता चलेंगे, लेकिन हम लोग को इतना पता चला है कि वो 23 को जब वो लोग सोनम और राजा वो लोग नोंगरियात से वापस आ रहे थे, तब उस टाइम वो लोग ये तीन लोग भी नोंगरियात में उस रात को रुके हुए थे पास वाले होम स्टे में, और वो लोग का साथ फॉलो करके वो लोग के साथ दोस्ती करके और मतलब राजा का साथ दोस्ती करके कुछ बातचीत करने लगा, और उसके बाद जब एक जगह पहुंचा है जिसका नाम है वे साउडाउ, वहां ये सोनम ने बताया कि कुछ फोटो खींचना है और राजा को लेके गया, और उसके दौरान ये तीन जो कॉन्ट्रैक्ट किलर्स है उसने राजा को मारा है।
अच्छा सर, मारने के बाद फिर ये लोग कहां कैसे गए उसके बारे में थोड़ा बताएं सर।
देखिए, मारने के बाद ये कॉन्ट्रैक्ट किलर्स जो है ये तीनों एक दो स्कूटी लेके आए थे, और ये सोनम दो कॉन्ट्रैक्ट किलर एक स्कूटी में बैठे हुए थे, और सोनम और एक कॉन्ट्रैक्ट किलर वो दूसरे स्कूटी में बैठ के एक जगह है माकुआ डॉक बोल के, उस जगह तक वापस आए। माकुआ डॉक के बाद ये कॉन्ट्रैक्ट किलर्स अपने वापस चले गया, और सोनम अलग से वापस चला गया।
सर जब सोनम वहां पर मौजूद थी जहां पर ये पूरा क्राइम हुआ, तो सोनम ने सर उस दौरान क्या इनसे बातचीत की, और जब डेड बॉडी को फेंका गया तो क्या सोनम भी उस डेड बॉडी को फेंकने में इन्वॉल्व थी?
बिल्कुल, मतलब ये जैसे मैंने बताया वो लोग वापस एक ही साथ वो लोग गया है, तो वो लोग का साथ इन्वॉल्व थे, और जो हम लोग का प्रिलिमिनरी इंटरोगेशन में अभी ये जो एक्यूज पर्सन ने बताया कि जब सोनम ने भी वो डेड बॉडी को फेंकने में मदद किया,
धक्का दिया था उसको,
धक्का नहीं मतलब मारने के बाद अच्छा। उसको वो गॉर्ज में फेंकने में मदद किया।
अच्छा सर, एक जो बात निकल कर आ रही है मंगल सूत्र वाली बात, मंगल सूत्र की पूरी सर क्या स्टोरी है, ये क्या कोई इससे केस वर्कआउट हुआ क्या?
देखिए, जब ये जब हम लोग को इनिशियली जब ये मिसिंग रिपोर्ट मिला था, तो हम लोग उसको इनिशियली तो हम लोग इसको क्या क्या हुआ था हम लोग को पता नहीं था, तो हम लोग इसको एक मिसिंग केस का जैसा हम लोग उसको ट्रीट कर रहा था, लेकिन उस टाइम जब हम लोग उसको इन्वेस्टिगेशन शुरू किया, तो हम लोग को दो सूटकेस ये राजा और सोनम का सूटकेस मिला है, और वो सूटकेस में से एक मंगलसूत्र और एक रिंग मिला है, तो वहां से हम लोग को कुछ शक होने लगा कि शायद ये तो नया मैरिज जिसका मैरिज अभी जस्ट रिसेंट हुआ है, और मंगलसूत्र तो सूटकेस में छोड़ के जाना नहीं चाहिए, तो उसी से हम लोग का शक शुरू हुआ है।
सर जब ये सोनम वहां से चली थी, कुल कितने इसके पास मोबाइल फोन थे, कितने मोबाइल फोन आपने रिकवर कर लिए हैं, इसके बारे में थोड़ा जानकारी दीजिए।
फैमिली मेंबर्स ने हम लोग को बताया कि राजा के पास 2 मोबाइल फोन्स थे और सोनम के पास 2 मोबाइल फोन्स थे, तो टोटल 4 मोबाइल फोन्स थे। और उस चार मोबाइल फोन के से मतलब एक ही मोबाइल फोन अभी तक हम लोग को मिला है,
एक फोन मिला है, 3 फोन अब तक नहीं मिले।
हाँ बिल्कुल
सर। सोनम जब यहां से गई तो वो कहां कहां रुकी, इतने दिन तक वो मिसिंग थी, कहां कहां वो रुकी, कहां किन किन शहरों में गई सर?
देखिए, ये हम लोग को बताया गया है कि वो जब वो वापस गया है तो वो शायद ट्रेन पकड़ के इंदौर चला गया है।
अच्छा।
तो इंदौर में कितना दिन रुका है हम लोग को पता नहीं है। वो बता रहा है कि राज ने उसको कुछ रेंटेड एकोमोडेशन अरेंज किया है, वहां पे रुके थे। उसके बाद राज वो बता रही है कि राज ने एक गाड़ी अरेंज किया था और उसको गाजियाबाद भेजा था।
अच्छा।
कितना दिन इंदौर में रुका है उसको हम लोग को अभी पूछताछ के दौरान हम लोग को पता करना पड़ेगा।
सर, सरेंडर करने के पीछे क्या वजह हो सकती है, क्या कोई प्रेशर था पुलिस का, इतना पुलिस रेड्स कर रही थी उसके चक्कर में सरेंडर किया इसने?
हम लोग को ऐसे ही लगता है। अच्छा। अभी क्यों सरेंडर किया, कैसा सरेंडर किया, ये बात हम लोग इंटरोगेशन के दौरान हम लोग उसको कन्फर्म करेंगे।
सर, जब ये पकड़ी गई तो ये कह रही थी कि मुझे किसी ने किडनैप कर लिया है और मुझे ड्रग्स दिया है।
बिल्कुल बिल्कुल, ये तो हम लोग को लगता है कि वो मतलब इन्वेस्टिगेशन को हुडविंग करने के लिए कुछ कोशिश कर रहा था, मतलब आपने आपको इनोसेंट बता रहा था, इसलिए वो ये सब बयान उसने दिया था।
ऑलराइट, वेल, एन इम्पोर्टेंट सीरीज ऑफ रिमार्क्स मेड बाय द डीआईजी सोनम रघुवंशी इज नाउ अपेरेंटली क्लेम्ड और ओन्ड अप फॉर दिस पर्टिकुलर मर्डर। नोबडी सीम्स टू नो व्हाई शी वुड डू दिस इन द फर्स्ट प्लेस। जॉइनिंग अस ऑल्सो टू लुक एट दिस, ज्योति ढींगरा, शी इज द रिलेशनशिप एंड फैमिली काउंसलर, साइकोथेरेपिस्ट, सालिंग सांगमा, लोकसभा एमपी ऑफ द कांग्रेस इन मेघालय, एंड निर्मल कौर, फॉर्मर आईपीएस ऑफिसर हु रिटायर्ड एज डायरेक्टर जनरल ऑफ पुलिस। थैंक यू वेरी मच फॉर बींग विथ अस। निर्मल कौर मैम, लेट मी कम टू यू फर्स्ट। डू यू बिलीव दैट दिस वॉज यू नो अ लव इंटरेस्ट विच फोर्स्ड हर to do something like this? Do you believe she was under pressure to get married? She's an educated woman. The families, they had reasonably prosperous businesses. Was she not somebody who would be in a position to say, look, I'm not getting into this marriage?
Definitely, I think so. From the personality, you see, my information and inferences are all out of media reports. And she comes across as a person who's assertive, who's kind of assertive to the point of being aggressive. And she imposes her own will on people. That is very clear. Like, you know, she booked the tickets for Guwahati or wherever they were going. And then she also decided what to do, where to go, and how they are going to live. And, you know, like she called the shots in the relationship, the short one as it was. It's very clear that she could have easily said no. And if that no did not work, she could have eloped with her, the person she wanted to marry. But I think the thing is, the person was so indigent. Like he's a pauper almost compared to the prosperity of these families, that these 10, 20 lakhs or 30 lakhs, the jewelry or whatever, the 10, 9 lakhs she's withdrawn. This kind of money must have been big money for them. And she did not want to, go into total poverty just by marrying him. And she thought this was a good way, they planned it together that they get money also. And they get, he wanted her money more than her. And maybe she also wanted the money. I don't think it's plain and simple that she was forced into a marriage. And I mean, she had the right to say no. And she seemed like the person who can jolly well say no. And she can, if she can plan a murder, she can run away from home also. She can do anything.
Yeah, no, so exactly. I agree with you, ma'am. It just seems bizarre. Saling Sagma, in this entire diabolical sort of case, there are a few things which have now come to light. Apparently, this murder plot was hatched 10 days after the wedding. The couple didn't upload any photos in Meghalaya, but apparently Sonam posted from Raj's account after the murder took place. At one level that suggests complicity. But on the other hand, it does indicate a level of preparation and sort of fully being aware of what exactly she was getting into. This was premeditated, pre-planned, with a relative meticulous amount of detail. I mean, that's the sense that many get. Is that the sense you get?
Right now, we don't know what were their perceptions, what were they thinking about how to do the things that they have done so. But I would like to congratulate our police officers. Nothing is more poignant than the cases of police who has executed a simple, splendid turnout of an event, solving the realities when courageous steps were needed and the situations has changed. Now, what kind of a game they were playing, we never knew from the beginning. But the attorneys that they were trying to, put on the state of Meghalaya was so much that it was totally devastating. But I would like to congratulate the police and the team and the government of Meghalaya. But in reality, what kind of a turnout that these people, the tyrannical team were doing so, we never knew. But at the end, and since this Sonam herself has already turned out and then surrendered herself, I think that will see herself has already spoken about what they were trying to do and then what they have done. So right. I think from the horse's mouth itself, we will hear whatever they have done so and whatever they are trying to do.
Jyoti Dhingra, what do you make of this case?
Yeah, see, this is a very disheartening case, the way everything is going on. Everything is opening up every day as I have been, listening to the case studies every day. Now, I just want to take the attention towards...
All right, sorry, we've lost that line with her. We'll come back to her in just a moment from now. More details are emerging, for example, on how the murder accused left behind something which the Meghalaya police found while searching the room of a homestay where the Indore couple was actually staying. This object gave the police a big hint in which direction this case was actually going. Before the couple left the homestay, she left her Mangalsutra and a ring in the room, right? So that's not something which you typically leave behind shortly after being married, but she'd done that. And this sort of seemed to give the police an indicator of where she was going. We lost that line with you, Jyoti Dhingra. Please continue.
Yeah. So I said it was very disheartening to know this case, as I've been every day watching it on YouTube and following up. So what happens? I just want to take everybody's attention towards what happens when a child is going to get married in a family. He or she is the focus all the time for everyone. Everybody is watching their actions, their words, what they speak and things like that, how they are behaving. And I'm sure they also came across certain things, like when she said, yeah, I'll get married to him. In one of the clips I saw, she said she hinted that I may harm him. How can you not pay attention to such words? And there is a normal behavior which is, like both the parties, both the girl and the boy are romancing in those days. And they are in a different state of mind, They are always, they look
very I take that point. I
very
mean,
happy.
But Nirmal Kaur, ma'am, let me ask you this. What I found bizarre in a sense that in as much as Sonam is seen to be the prime suspect in this case. Perhaps she was the person who was responsible in all of this. Is it not odd that her brother went to the extent of meeting the family of Raja Raghuvanshi and then making public statements that if she is guilty, she must be hanged? No matter how, what a horrific crime has been committed for a brother in the early stages of an investigation to go out, meet the other family and say, hang my sister if she's the criminal, scene. Does that strike you as being curious, ma'am?
No, I wouldn't say that. We've been watching a lot of the families on the on the electronic media, and a lot is clear about what the families are. Definitely Raja's family is very rooted in tradition. Both the families are rooted in tradition. They're middle class, upper middle class, perhaps upper class families. And, doing well, very traditional, and, like her leaving Mangalsutra and the toe rings was such a big shock for the family that she can leave it in the suitcase while she's newly married and she's supposed to wear it 24/7. So, they're very rooted in tradition. They're very traditional. And they, the way the mother-in-law talks to her daughter-in-law in the phone conversation also, that she's really concerned about her. And she's trying to, increase the bonding in the relationship. So that comes across clearly. And I would say, that the brother also being rooted in the traditions and, because relationships in India, marriage is a sacrament. It's not a contract, unlike the Abrahamic faith. And it is not only a relation between two individuals, it's a relationship between two families. We have very elaborate rituals, not only in marriage, but also in case of death in the in-laws' families and many other, well, you know, all the functions and the traditional, you know, times when the in-laws' families are required. We have very, very elaborate laid-down traditions. So I wouldn't say, I think the brother perhaps is able to see that the sister is guilty, which the parents are not. But definitely one thing I marked is that that Sonam's mother came across as, I mean, not too simple a person. I'm going by the brief videos I saw. But the boy's mother definitely, you know, because we've been seeing it for days now, she, you know, came across as a genuine person, you know, rooted in family, worried about her children, her sons and daughters-in-law. She comes across as that kind of a person. And the brother also seems to be a family kind of a person. He was there for days with Raja's brother when they went missing. They were there for, you know, over 10 days looking for them. And I think the brother is perhaps able to see through that the sister is not as innocent as he would like the family to believe.
Jyoti Dhingra, what, you know, I mean, how does the mind of a potential killer work? At what stage can somebody, you know, overcome their, you know, their own senses and then decide to actually pursue something like this? This wasn't a heat of the moment sort of situation. It was extremely prepared. They did it over a period of time. Contract killers who were brought, they traveled extensively. You know, there was money which was exchanged. How does somebody actually go about doing this? I mean, when does a person, you know, make that jump to being a killer?
See, it takes time. You cannot be, you know, just at the spur of the moment, you cannot decide a killing. As it is very evident in this case that she's been preparing for it 3 months back, 3 months before she planned the whole thing with the other people and she wanted to do it on that particular day. And it keeps on burning inside. Like the instances when she told her parents that I want to marry this man and they said that he's 5 years younger to you and not doing very well. So it is not good for you. And from that day itself, it was she could not take it easy. And she thought of planning to harm her husband. That, you know, it's like it came on her ego that if they don't listen to me, even I will also show them what I can do. Now, there are so many things like here we cannot always blame the parents also. But here, yes, I will blame the parents also for this. But she was so strongly heading towards this that she had planned the whole thing so well, very meticulously, and she saw that she, you know, she's giving it, that it's happening.
Right. All right. Well, I'd like to thank you all very much for being with us. There is a confession. Sonam does apparently claim that she was responsible for this. That said, it has to be registered in front of a magistrate. A confession in front of the police doesn't count legally.